This is a reading from the apocryphal book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 44, verses 1 to 15. Let us now praise famous men and our fathers that begat us. The Lord hath wrought great glory by them through his great power from the beginning. Such as did bear rule in their kingdom, men renowned for their power, giving counsel by their understanding and declaring prophecies, leaders of the people by their counsels, and by their knowledge of learning meet for the people, wise and eloquent are their instructions. Such as found out musical tunes and recited verses in writing, rich men furnished with ability, living peaceably in their habitations. All these were honoured in their generations and with the glory of their times. There be of them that have left a name behind them, that their praises might be reported. And some there be which have no memorial, who are perished as though they had never been, and are become as though they had never been born, and their children after them. But these were merciful men, whose righteousness hath not been forgotten. With their seed shall continually remain a good inheritance, and their children are within the covenant. Their seed standeth fast, and their children for their sakes. Their seed shall remain for ever, and their glory shall not be blotted out. Their bodies are buried in peace, but their name liveth for evermore. The people will tell of their wisdom, and the congregation will show forth their praise. Well, of course, this is a very well-known passage. Along with other apocryphal passages, like the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and there shall no torment touch them, which is from the Wisdom of Solomon. There are a few passages of the Apocrypha which have become very well known, but the Apocrypha has been somewhat eclipsed because it is thought of as deuteral canonical, so not quite as valid as scripture in the way that the formal Hebrew canon is. But I've known this, well, since school days, this passage, and of course it's been set to music by Vaughan Williams and other composers. And I remember it was a favourite of George Partridge, my English teacher, when I was at Ellen's in Stevenage as a schoolboy. So because of that, and because I hear it now so little in church, I thought it would be a good passage to remind myself and other people of. And of course, it is beautifully phrased by the translations of the translators of the King James version of the Apocrypha. And of course, to me, the Apocrypha is a valid part of scripture, even though it is deuterocanonical, it is still canonical, and so it is still of importance.